you know, 95% or 98% of the stuff you hear online, all this advice and this, that, and the other, or whatever, some guru or something, it's not even biblical. Most of it's not even biblical. And most of your friends and families and coworkers, everything they say is not even close to biblical. It's not even close. You can't even talk to people anymore because nobody knows their Bible. Nobody knows the truth anymore. They're not even self-aware. They can't be introspective at all. Recently, somebody said to me, the reason you stayed calm is to make me look bad. They were kind of getting, instead of having a calm, decent, normal, average communication, rally back and forth, badminton, tennis, whatever, back and forth rally, they're just throwing a fit. And you're sitting there being calm and you can't get a word in edgewise, you know, because they don't really care what you have to say because it's all about them. And then they say, well, you stayed calm to make me look bad. No, I didn't. If you're a psychopathic, narcissistic Jezebel, that's on you. I can't. By me staying calm, maybe there's a little bit of this thing called conviction. Maybe there's this thing called conviction. Maybe you're making yourself look bad because you do look bad because it's in your heart. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the heart, the mouth acts. Maybe you are a little bit Looney Tunes down here and you have to have somebody else to blame. No, the reason I'm calm is because I learned through the process of time that getting upset ain't gonna help the situation. Somebody's got to be calm or it gets out of hand. You know, people have to project their sin onto others if they're not able to see the truth. They have to project their sin, their unrighteousness, their craziness, their loco, their inability to look inside. That means they have to project it onto somebody else. If somebody's out of control where they almost hit you, and you say, in your mind, you're saying, I don't think so. And you put up the walls or the boundaries, and they say, what's wrong? Well, you acted like you were going to hit me. And until you admit it, that you did it, and explain why, and deal with it, I mean, why would I put myself back in that situation? There's no way. And so, I promise you, we've got a society, a culture, social media that doesn't know their Bible, has no biblical understanding of really life. They've never renewed their mind with the Word, so they have no ability to walk according to the Word. Nobody's perfect. But if somebody does something or encroaches on you, why would they blame it on you when they're the one doing it? When somebody encroaches over your boundaries, why don't they apologize? Because they can't look at themselves in the mirror. Why can't they look at themselves in the mirror? Because they'd have to say, woe is me. Woe is me. It's me, O Lord. It's me, O Lord, standing in need of prayer. But they got to project it onto other people because they got to blame somebody else for their issues. They can never look inside. And they always have to have somebody around to throw that bad behavior onto, like a scapegoat. They got to always blame somebody else, you know? They got to have a scapegoat to throw stuff on to somebody else. It's a scapegoat. It's the win-lose mindset. It's the, they can't admit wrong, but they can blame you. Other people have a different perspective in life. Your perspective is not always the right perspective. And even if your perspective is right and somebody has a different perspective, you can't force them to see it your way. You can throw a fit and throw a tantrum and yell and scream and devalue, demasculate. I'm pretty sure the Mandela effect happened on the word emasculate, because D means off, masculate is masculine, E is spirit. There had to be a Mandela effect, because D means down from. Demasculate is a better word than emasculate. I don't know why that changed. I know it's a Mandela effect. Don't even make sense, because E means up. The letter E is spirit. It means up, exponential, going up, elevator, elephant. Demasculate, D means down. Come on, people. We're going to have to change reality back to normal. D means off or down. E means elevator, escalate, email, instant, up. So to demasculate is the proper word. I don't know where that word came from. Anyway, to dehumanize, demasculate, whatever, because you're weak and you want to blame somebody else for your weakness and throw it onto somebody else as a scapegoat, I don't think so. Look in the mirror. Face your own problem. Face your own demons. Why would you not face your own demons instead of throwing it onto somebody else? There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. Most women in the world only get married so they can throw their junk onto the man and then demasculate the man and Jezebel the man and try to take away him from. Why not build him up? Why not get in your proper role, build the man up and make him stronger? He's strong without you. He don't need you. You need him. Why not build him up, make him stronger? And it's a win-win. Why not do your role according to the Bible? Wives submit, wives obey, wives be a helpmeet, a helper to the man, not yourself, to the man. When you help him, you help yourself. Because you don't know what the roles of a marriage are. You don't know what creation is. You don't even know what you were created to be. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know why you were created. The dog barks and the cat meows and the cow says moo, but you don't know who you are. And you're a human. Your pride. Pride comes before destruction. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know why you were created. And you got to medicate to try to stay in that fake reality. If you're self-medicating, I don't care if it's drugs, I don't care if it's alcohol, I don't care what it is, vapes, marijuana, whatever. If you're self-medicating, it's because you don't even know what you're trying to change reality, and you have to medicate yourself because you don't want to face the fact that you're outside of reality. You're against reality. You don't even know what you're doing. So you have to self-medicate because you're living in a delusional bubble that's not even real. And if you're trying to be something you're not in the natural, you're also trying to be God. You're trying to be your own God. It's wild stuff. It's wild stuff. Most people are responding in fear and insecurities, but they will never admit it and look at it and say, why am I afraid? Why am I insecure? Most people will never look at the inner person, the inner parts, and say, what's going on here? Why am I acting this way? Why is it outward show, fake, trying to impress people instead of, why are you trying to impress people instead of impress God? Why is your heart not right? Why are you trying to impress people who are fickle instead of impressing God who is not fickle? Why not put God first and let everything fall into place? Let the cards fall where they may. Because you're used to manipulating people and putting people in a place that you think they should be, or trying to get people to submit to some fake reality that you are creating, some WandaVision fake reality bubble. You want everybody to fit your little bubble. You're not willing to change. You're looking for a slave. But nobody's going to be your slave. You can have a win-win situation where you work together as a team and communicate, but if it's all your way and your agenda, you're gonna hit resist. You might find somebody who tells you a lie to your face, gaslights you. Yeah, okay, let's do it your way. And the whole time they're scheming and planning how to steal, kill, and destroy, or get out of a situation. When they realize what you are, your selfishness, they're trying to get out. When they realize you're not a mutual beneficial person and it's all about me, then they're going to try to get out. Everything you do is about your image and outward show and what you want. And you have a win-lose mindset. I'm going to get over on them before they get over on me. You're evil and you can't even see it. You can't even see how evil you are. That's really sad.